National Public Radio has put together a list of the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century. The NPR 100 began as a list of some 300 works compiled by musicians, critics, and NPR producers. Then NPR listeners voted to name the final 100. We're going to offer more than just the list, however. We want you to hear the stories behind these important musical works. First, a definition of important. Well, these are pieces that, through achievement, beauty, or excellence, changed the American musical landscape. Call them milestones. If the works were not listed in alphabetical order, the recording we explore today could top that list. 75 years ago, this past Friday, Bessie Smith recorded W.C. Handy's composition, St. Louis Blues. NPR's Margaret Howes has more.
That line, "I hate to see the evening sun go down," is the stuff of music legend. W.C. Handy composed the St. Louis Blues in 1914, but the legend of the song, sung here by Bessie Smith, starts in the late 1800s. Handy was from the black middle class, educated and ambitious. As a youngster, he wanted to be a musician, but his teacher disapproved. So did Handy's father, a minister who wanted his son to stay strictly within the church. Still, Handy acquired skilled musical training, mostly in the form of singing with vocal quartets. He learned the cornet, and he led dance bands in the Mid-South, playing marching band music, light classical, quadrilles, and some ragtime. Despite his formal musical background, Handy was curious about the music he heard on the streets and back roads. He recalled this much later, in 1953, when he was 80 years old.
It was my good fortune to live for 2 years in the state of Mississippi and to hear the crude singing of the Negro down there. I also had experiences in my hometown, Florence, Alabama, where I carried water for the men who worked in the rock quarry and carried water for the men who worked in the furnaces, who always sang as they worked. I heard bits of song that they sang. Something like this. Eh-oh, eh-oh.
Elliot Hurwit is a musicologist who has written about W.C. Handy.
Handy, because he had such good musical training and because so much of it's related to singing, and he had such a good ear, was able to remember and to write down little bits of these songs, little snatches of this folklore that intrigued him, and he was constantly collecting this stuff in the first decade of the 20th century.
Great-grandfather did not invent the blues. He did collect and codify a music form.
Edwina Handy DaCosta is W.C. Handy's great-granddaughter and vice president of Handy Brothers Music, the publishing company Handy founded. Much of this collected blues material informed Handy's early works, like the hugely successful Memphis Blues from 1912. That made him the first to merge rural folk elements with a commercial Tin Pan Alley music. In the case of the St. Louis Blues, those elements began with a memory, something that happened to him as a young musician when he was about 20 years old. His vocal quartet was to sing in the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, but it was postponed. He recalled later,
"Our quartet sang its way to St. Louis, looking for work which we couldn't get, and we disbanded. And I found that my teacher's prophecy was true because music did bring me to the gutter. It brought me to sleep on the levee of the Mississippi River, on the cobblestones, broken, hungry."
Handy historian Elliot Hurwit.
And supposedly, during that period, he heard a woman singing a snatch of melody and lyric that he later incorporated into St. Louis Blues. "I think that man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea, or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me."
He's got a heart like a in the sea.
My man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea.
Edwina Handy DaCosta.
I think that was so deep to include those lyrics, if that was from a woman's perspective.
But Handy didn't write the song then and there in St. Louis. That came much later in Memphis.
21 years later, all of this hardship went into one song one night. And if you've ever slept on cobblestones or had nowhere to sleep, you can understand why I began this song with, I hate to see the evening sun go down. I hate to see the evening sun go down.
He wrote in his autobiography, he said that life begins at 40 years old. And he was exactly 40 when he composed and published St. Louis Blues. And for him, as a bandmaster, a composer, and musician, life began for him. And I believe he meant financially.
Handy published the song in 1914. It only gained popularity gradually as black vaudeville entertainers and dance bands performed it on stages in Florida, North Carolina, Michigan. Sheet music sold in the tens of thousands. White audiences picked up on the song after the First World War, and by 1920 it was the most famous blues song in the world. What made the St. Louis blues so popular was not just the lament of the downtrodden woman, it was the richness of the musical composition. The St. Louis Blues featured not one but two different blues melodies within the piece, with a tango section in between. The tango also served as an introduction, as heard here in W.C. Handy's own 1922 recording with his Memphis Blues Band, a straightforward up-tempo dance arrangement. Musicologist Elliot Hurwit.
That would have gotten the dancers going around 1915 because the tango was immensely popular.
And the tango section was in a minor key, which proved to be something of a compositional innovation. Songwriters had used minor inflections before, blue notes, but the St. Louis Blues was the first published blues with a minor section, a minor strain.
And this was absolutely new at the time. None of the first 50 or 100 published blues had a minor strain except this one. And here you see Handy drawing on that folklore, that folk blues that he knew so well, knew better than any of the other Tin Pan Alley songwriters. And I believe that this is one of the things about St. Louis blues that drove people wild at the time.
The chorus of St. Louis Blues was not new. In fact, he borrowed it from one of his own less successful works of the previous year, the Jogo Blues.
That's the third part of St. Louis Blues, which goes da da dum ba da dum da da dum ba da dum ba da dum. Handy reused it in St. Louis Blues, where it became an enormous hit. That, by the way, was not a melodic strain that Handy composed himself. He collected that one. He heard an elder of his church in Florence, Alabama, singing that in church to the words, come along, come along, come along, come along.
I got them St. Louis blues, yes, that's new as I can be.
The St. Louis Blues was an established American standard by the time Bessie Smith recorded it in 1925. She had made records before, but this was her first recording session with the young Louis Armstrong, who was then a sensation in New York. He plays cornet on the recording, and the two are backed by Fred Longshaw playing harmonium, a small reed organ, providing subtle support for the eloquent call and response between Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong. Mm-hmm. Many people were introduced to the blues by Bessie Smith's definitive recordings. Folk and blues singer Odetta is a longtime admirer. In fact, she chose to record St. Louis blues on her recent Grammy-nominated CD.
When we heard the blues, we heard energy, especially Bessie Smith. We heard energy. They weren't yelling and screaming and hollering, you know. They were just focused on what they were doing. My feeling is that they weren't trying to say everything. They said what they had to say, and they left me as an audience alone to feel what I had to feel.
And the St. Louis blues allows for that. It's malleable, open to different arrangements and interpretations. It's long been an essential tune among jazz musicians, with hit versions by Cab Calloway, Benny Goodman, Fletcher Henderson, Glenn Miller. And just last year, Herbie Hancock and Stevie Wonder were honored with 2 Grammys for their recording of it. But Bessie Smith's version of the St. Louis blues endures, capturing the spirit of the blues that W.C. Handy sought to express.
He said the blues, his early blues, were the cries and the music of the slave, and the St. Louis blues was the music and the love and laughter of the freed slave, the new Negro. And it was in that spirit.
For NPR News, this is Margaret Howes.
Now let's hear the recording in its entirety. W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, sung by Bessie Smith, with Louis Armstrong on cornet, recorded January 14th, 1925. St. Louis Blues, composed by W.C. Handy and performed by Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong in a recording from 1925. If you'd like to see the whole NPR list, go to our main webpage at npr.org and click on the link for the 100 Most Important American Musical Works.